Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
I'm here with former Tri-City American Justin Hamilek. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Great to be on.
You spent 4 years with Tri-City?
Yeah, that's right. I was there 17 through my overage year 20.
And how's the atmosphere in England and France when you played over there?
It's been interesting. It's been a bit of an adjustment. They got the drums going and the chants and everything like that. So it's different than North America, but it's pretty fun. The fans are all involved, and it feels a bit like a soccer game, I would compare it to. The fans are kind of, regardless of what's going on in the play, they're lively and invested in the game.
And yes, the ice is different over there compared to the North America game.
Yeah, so France, it was all big ice. Here in the elite league, it seems like every rink's a little different. Like our rink here in Coventry it's bigger than North American, but it's not quite Olympic size. And you got Manchester, which seems smaller than North America, and then the other rinks are all Olympic size or bigger. So it's kind of a range of rinks in this league, but it makes it fun to go rink to rink, and you definitely get a home ice advantage that way.
Yeah, and what's good aspects of playing in Europe?
I like the lifestyle over here. It's a little different than North America. I would say it's a little slower paced. People tend to enjoy life a little more instead of just running around and trying to get things done. It's also fun to kind of see the way different cultures live. Specifically when we were in France, that was pretty evident to us. It's a little more similar here in England compared to Canada, but that's a kind of a fun aspect. I mean, it's nice. It's cool to meet people from all over the world, too. We made good friends from Finland, a bunch of guys here from England that we've become really good friends with over the years now. So that's kind of something you never think you'd have a chance at doing before you come over here.
And how's the travel?
It's not bad here. We're pretty central in Coventry, so we bus everywhere but Belfast, with it being on a different island. But our farthest bus trip would be 9 hours, I guess. But we've got like five away teams within 2 hours of us. So we're home pretty much every night, varying hours. But for the most part, it's pretty reasonable compared to what I was used to playing in North America, at least.
Oh, yeah. In the WHL, you have like BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, playing in Tri-City, we would come all the way out to Brandon. That was, like, a 3-day bus ride, I felt like, to get out there only. So,
yeah,
it's nice to be over here.
Yeah, it's like, you only play Brandon every second year kind of thing, right? So,
yeah.
That's kind of nice comparing to playing there every year. And
exactly, yeah. I mean, making that swing, it was nice because you got to see family, but yeah. It was quite. By the time you got back to Tri-City, you didn't want to see the bus for a couple of weeks at least. It felt like you were living on that thing.
Yeah, and who do you look up to as team captain in the NHL?
I can't say there's one specific guy. I mean, you want to emulate all the guys in the NHL and what they do. You look at the more experienced guys, I guess. Being a local guy, you try and. It's easier to follow the Jets and see what like Wheeler and those guys are doing, but I wouldn't say that I've got one guy that I try and model things after. I don't know if I've got like one guy in mind, but just kind of see what they're doing and try and follow it to the best of your ability, I guess.
And who's the best and worst dresser you play?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to throw one guy under the bus like that. Worst, best, I don't know. All the Euros seem to have better style than the North Americans, so you can clump them into a group there.
Okay. And who's the funniest guy?
Funniest guy? That's a good question. A couple of the Brits here are pretty funny. David Clements, he seems like he's always cracking jokes and whatnot. So, yeah, it's funny to get them going. There's subtle differences in the lingo and I guess the slang between Canada and England, it seems. So it's funny to get going on those differences.
And the type of music between like North America and Europe and stuff, who has a good taste in music?
It's when I first came over, I didn't expect it to be that different, but especially for being from Winnipeg, I like the country and whatnot. So I kind of got a side with the music in North America and at home compared to what it is over here. It's more of that like dance, like club BDM kind of thing that it seems like they listen to here. So yeah, I like the North American music a little bit more.
And, you've been following the Winnipeg Ice?
Trying to, yeah. I check the scores and the standings every now and then, but I can't say I'm like religiously following them.
Yeah, they're like the number one team in the whole CHL right now. They only lost like 5-6 games the whole year.
Yeah, that's right. I saw they were ranked one. I saw like last week or something, so that's good for them.
Yeah, it's like every team in a junior leagues like go through their stages of being number one to being last, right? So
yeah,
and you get their teams way, the NHL teams send back their like, top prospects and stuff like that. So
yeah, I remember my first year in Tri-City, we were very good. I think at one point we were ranked first in the CHL, and it was the same thing. We had a couple of guys back, some prospects back, and it really helped us then.
And you like played with Eric Cromerie
when you were all 4 years there.
Yeah, so he's an excellent goalie, and I met him a few times. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Him and I were pretty close when we played there. Like we were rookies together, so I mean, just there you naturally become friends. But yeah, he's a great goalie, a great guy, and yeah, it was awesome to get to play with him. I was pretty happy when he got drafted to the Jets. Gets to experience Winnipeg now and see what that's all about. So happy for him.
Oh yeah, like a lot of players probably hear bad things about Winnipeg and being cold and stuff until like you and I both grew up in Winnipeg, and like we experience the coldness. So we kind of tough that way. Spain like minus 50 degrees weather and
yeah,
so not a lot of players are used to that.
No, definitely not. It seems like it's kind of a foreign thing to many of them. So I guess it's kind of like a rite of passage growing up there. You survived the Winnipeg winters, so it's kind of part of your DNA now, I guess.
Yeah, and the weather is probably a lot different in England compared to Winnipeg.
Yeah, it is. I mean, with that said, I don't know if I would want to go through a Winnipeg winter anymore. I'm not used to it after being away so many winters in a row. But I don't mind it over here. It's kind of rainy, and it's not that cold, but it's rainy and cloudy a lot of the time compared to the snow and cold that you would get in Winnipeg. Yeah. The biggest thing that I had to get used to was the sunlight in the winters is pretty minimal. Like I would say even less than what I was used to in Winnipeg. The days are shorter in the winter time, so that makes it a little more difficult. But other than that, the rain's nice. It keeps everything clean and green, I guess you could say. So that's better than the salt and the sand that's all over the roads in Winnipeg, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I have relatives in BC, and they complain about being cold. It's like you have nothing to compare to. Like, well,
I know that's true. It's funny though, because it's over here, like you get the rain and the humidity, so to me it feels fairly cold. It'll be like whatever 5 degrees, but it'll feel a lot colder than five degrees would say in Winnipeg. I think partly because in Winnipeg everything's built for minus 50, so 0 or 5 degrees is nothing for the buildings there. But here, like 5 degrees is almost as cold as you're gonna get, plus the rain and stuff. So it feels a lot colder at that time.
Yeah, the dampness makes it a lot worse, right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
And, like, here's, like, dry cold, mostly.
Yeah, you get the wind and stuff, but
yeah,
not nearly the same humidity and dampness you do here.
Yeah, like the wind makes it feel a lot colder, but it's not compared to the dampness.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big difference.
And who's your favorite NHL jersey?
Favorite NHL jersey? That's a good question. I gotta say, like, I don't want to be a homer again, but those Jets third jerseys, the heritage ones, I really like those. But I also like the new, like the Rangers jerseys. Those are classic, or even Montreal, something like that. It's just kind of stood the test of time and always been the same throughout their, well, whatever, 100-year history or whatever it is now. Those are kind of classics, and I like those ones as well.
Like Boston, Toronto, Montreal, all the original six teams, they kind of stick to their original logo, but just updated it, like make it more modern, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's, I like that touch instead of kind of changing the whole jersey every 10 years or something like that. Just kind of keep the same structure and make little tweaks here and there.
Yeah, and it's like the Heritage blue jersey that Jets have are really nice.
Yeah, with those red pants, it looks sharp.
Yeah, and the white ones are pretty good too, like the Heritage white ones.
Yeah, I can't picture those right now, but yeah, they do a good job with their jerseys.
Oh yeah, and then they had the Aider ones. They're decent, but not great.
Yeah, those are the baby blue ones, right?
Yeah, baby blue ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know which ones you're
talking about. And the Warner Juniors are coming up. What's your predictions for the Warner Juniors?
I don't know. It seems like the past couple of years, it's not quite been Canada just dominating. It's been a little all over the map. So it'll be interesting to kind of follow it. Honestly, being over here, it's a little more difficult with the time change and whatnot. You don't get the same media attention and things like that. So at this point, I couldn't even tell you where it is.
And with being in England, are you Man U or Man United?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can pick a side. It seems like once you pick a side, you can't cross over. They're pretty passionate about that here. We got a couple of guys that are Liverpool fans, a couple of guys that are Man United. So I wouldn't say I'm Man City, but I don't know if I'm a United fan either at this point. I'll say this. I'm a Coventry City fan. They're in the second league here, and they're having a good year. So I'm on that bandwagon.
So you can watch a lot of footy over there?
Trying to. It's not as much as I'd like. We went to a match the other day, and my first one ever. It was more entertaining than I thought it would be, actually. I wasn't big into it before I came over here, but I'm trying to pick up more of it being over here now.
The fans look passionate. Oh, there's yelling, screaming, everything that.
Yeah, they get right into it here. It's fun. It's pretty interesting to see the whole dynamic with the fans like that.
And you still follow the CFL?
Not tons, but I saw the Bombers did win. I tried to catch a little bit of the game after we played on Sunday, but I wasn't able to find a stream or anything for it, but that's exciting. Back-to-back championships now for the Bombers.
Oh, yeah. That's, Saskatchewan can't really bug us about being not winning in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Get them off our back.
Yeah, so it's always good to have rub it back to them, where it's like we're back-to-back champions.
Yeah, exactly. Be able to kind of claim the title back. I remember growing up, we weren't able to do that. So now that we've got it back, we got to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Bombers came back from like down 12 points and win in overtime.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's an exciting game then.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they came back and won. And
It was in Hamilton, right?
Yeah, it was Hamilton, yeah.
That makes it even sweeter then.
And beat Hamilton in Hamilton. That's great. You know, like the
whole. Exactly.
I kind of feel bad for them not winning the championship at home, because the whole city is not often in the final, right? So.
Right. Yeah. Oh well. As a Bomber fan, though, you don't feel too sorry for him, I guess.
No. And thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's good to chat with you.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.